Blog Talk Radio.
I've been through the fire, and I've been through the flood. Broken in pieces, and left all alone. But through it all, God blessed me. And through it all, God kept me. And I still have a praise inside of me. Yes, I can I get a witness here? Come on, fire, help me. Come on.
I've been through the fire.
Been through the flood.
I've been through the flood.
Broken in pieces.
Broken in pieces.
And left all alone.
And left all alone.
But I got good news tonight. But through it all.
But through it all.
God bless.
God bless me.
And through it all.
Through it all.
God kept
me.
And I still
have a praise inside.
Let me tell you what my praise is.
Yeah.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. How many still have a praise inside of them? Amen. You were listening to that song by the Georgia Mass Choir. Amen, amen. I'm always blessed when I hear that song. And as I looked on my Facebook page about an hour or so ago, amen, I saw a post from Pastor Carmelite asking about Chad, Little Prophet Chad. Amen. And he sing that song. I tell you, God has anointed him, Bishop, to sing that song. And we're just so thankful that God just blesses us with his gifts and his talents. Amen. To perfect. Amen. God has given us these gifts to perfect the body of Christ. So I'm excited about what God is doing, and I yet have a praise inside of me. Was a little late getting started on today, amen, but nevertheless, we're here. We're back by the grace of God, and we certainly take this opportunity to greet each and every one of you all in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is a blessing. We've been seeing about 3 days of rain here in the city of New Orleans. Amen. But the rain don't stop us. How many know that God is in control of the rain? Amen. I'm reminded of the prophet. Hallelujah. How he asked and prayed. Hallelujah. For there to be no rain for the span of about 3.5 years. Amen. And then when he decided that, guess what? It was enough. Then he petitioned God and said, Lord, hallelujah, let there be rain. Amen. So we're looking for God to just rain on us today, and not only today, to rain on our lives in 2015. Amen. Where we can have a mind to continue to pursue the things of God. Amen. So we're excited. We're excited. We're excited. I don't know about you. I'm excited every day that the Lord allowed me to live and be able to have all the functions of everything that he created in me. I am excited. Amen. We're also excited about the continuing series of the Acts of the Apostles. Amen. We have been on 3 different chapters this week, and my God, look like the time just go by so quick. Today is Thursday, and I can't believe this is my last day on the line, Prophetess Darlene. So, wow. Jesus, these days are going by quickly. Amen. Nevertheless, we had Bishop Alfred Singleton, one of the apostolic pioneers. Amen. He was with us on Tuesday. Amen. And yesterday I had the privilege to expound chapter 10 on yesterday, and today we're excited because we have Bishop Elect with us today. Bishop Elect Clifton Lott, all the way from Phoenix, Arizona. Amen. And he's going to be bringing the word of life for us today. But before we do that, we're just going to pause for a moment. Amen. And we're going to let the woman of God, Prophetess Darlene, if she's able to open up with the word of prayer. You know, prayer is always in order. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't like to do anything without opening up with prayer. Amen. Our lives start with prayer. Amen. And as we lay down at night to rest, amen, we pray into God. And all through the day, we're just lifting him up. So we're going to ask Prophet Darlene to open up with the word of prayer. And then we're going to bring on our speaker today to feed us the bread of life. Amen. God bless you, Prophet Darlene.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Hallelujah, God. We thank you. We praise you, God. Oh, God, we love you, God. Oh, God, we thank you for another day. Another day that you have kept us from harm and danger. You didn't have to do it, but you did. And we thank you, God. We bless your name, God, this afternoon, God. We thank you for keeping us, God. We thank you for delivering us. We thank you, God, for your healing power. We thank you for your strength, God. We thank you for your restoring power, God. We thank you for your word, God. We thank you for for your overpower, God. Huh? Oh, God, we still have a praise. Huh? Oh, God,
yes,
after all we've been through, huh?
Hallelujah,
we didn't
Lord,
go through
Lord,
it alone.
Yeah.
You was there, right there. We still have a praise. Hallelujah,
yes,
God.
God,
we bless your name. Huh? I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praises
all
will continually
time
be in my mouth. We come with a continually praise. We come with a right now praise. We thank you, God, for keeping us. We thank you for food to eat, clothes, and shelter, God.
Yes,
we thank
Lord,
you for keeping us in our right mind, God. We thank you for keeping our minds, our God, stable in you, God. We thank you, God, that we can come to you in a time of trouble. We thank you, God, when everybody else is busy, when all is going
yes,
on, we
God
still can come to you and cry out, and you'll hear our cry and you'll answer, God. So we bless your
yes,
name, God.
God.
Before we can do anything, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We come with gratitude, God. Because we owe it all to you, God. Oh, God, when we went through this, you brought us out. When we went through that, you brought us out. And you're continuing
yes,
to bring
God
us up and out, God. Oh, God, when we didn't know what to do. We couldn't call mother. We couldn't call
come
father.
On.
We couldn't call
thank
mother.
You, God.
We couldn't call friends. But we can call on you, Jesus. And you answer prayers. There's power in prayer. So we come today in unity. In the name of Jesus, just thanking
yes,
you. Thanking
God
you for this broadcast.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God, we bless you today, God. Thank you for that prayer. Oh, glory to God. We bless the Lord. We give him praise. We give him glory. Thank you, Prophet Darlene. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we bless you. What we do, help the Lord. Hallelujah, what will we do without
Hallelujah.
What would we do without the
my
Lord?
My God, my God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If it had not
bless
been
name,
for
God,
the Lord who was on our side. Ah, glory to God. Oh, just give him some praise. Oh, Hallelujah. Thank him for being gracious.
Hallelujah.
Thank him for being merciful. Thank him for being loving and kind.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank him for being long-suffering. There's nobody that suffer with us long like God does.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, people of God. Ooh, this is the day that the Lord has made. When I say that, we need to rejoice and be glad in it.
Hallelujah.
Somebody didn't make it this morning. Somebody didn't cross over this year. Ah, glory to God. But those of us that's still in the land of the living, those of us that still have an opportunity to open up our mouths and tell the Lord, thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you for sparing
you,
my life, God. Thank you for giving me a mouth to open up where I can praise you. Thank you for the activities of my limbs, God. Oh, I bless the Lord today as I begin to just mature and begin to age. You know, Mother Nature is going to take her course. Amen, amen. It's going to take her course. Amen. You may look healthy and you may look well on the outside, but amen, after you have been through this life and you have been a partaker of some substances and different things that can contaminate and pollute, hallelujah, your body and your organs and what have you, just be broke on down, hallelujah. But I thank God today for his mercies. For his mercies endure forever. Amen. When you think about, you shouldn't even be here today. All of the mess, all of the garbage, all of the filth, all of the trash, that we have allowed to come in our lives. Glory to God. We're just blessed to be here. The Bible say all of our righteousness is as filthy rags anyway. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But I'm not even going to get into that. I just feel a praise down on the inside. I got a praise, and I got to get it out. Yeah, you better get it out. You better get it out. You don't know. Hallelujah. That praise may cause some things to be averted in your life. That praise can cause, cause the death angel to skip over, pass over your house and go to somebody else's house. Pass over your children and go to somebody else's. Hallelujah. It won't let nothing come nigh you. Oh, I bless him today. Amen. Amen. We're going to continue on as we think about yesterday. We talked about Peter and how he had called what God had created, what God had made unclean. God said, don't call nothing I've made unclean. Amen. Everything that I've done is perfect. Everything I've done is clean. Rise, Peter, and eat. Amen. And this here chapter is going to continue on with the activities that happened after that. We all know that the Gentiles came in and had an opportunity to the tree of life and had an opportunity to be filled with this precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So we're going to bring to you now the man of the hour that's going to be expounding and bringing the bread of life to us today. And that's none other than Bishop-elect Clifton Lott Sr. Amen. All the way from Phoenix, Arizona. Look at God. He have people all over this nation serving him. God bless you, Bishop.
Praise the Lord, Pastor. Can you hear me?
Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir.
Can you hear me? Praise God.
Yes, sir.
You know, what you don't know about me and what people don't know is that I read the book of Acts for 2 years every day. Every day for 2 years. And God's going to have me write a book. I mean, I read another book in the Bible for 2 years straight every day, three or four times a day. I read that book.
That's amazing.
And what it changed me, because if a person takes one scripture out of the Bible and places his faith in it, it'll open up the mysteries of God in a way that this book is portraying. The book of Acts is a book. I'm just going to get right into the teaching. The book of Acts is a book that oftentimes people don't understand the value of why they call it the book of Acts of the Apostles. The world was established on the apostolic and the prophetic according to God's plan, not man's thoughts, not man's ideas, man's philosophies, man's insights. I'm not going to preach today. I'm a teacher. I want people to hear some things if they need to sit down and understand I'm in my element. If when you want me to teach, it's like throwing a fish in water. Thank you, Jesus. And I have learned that this Bible is priceless, but it's only a treasure to those who appreciate and acknowledge and insert themselves into the value of its words and its spirit. And I first of all, I just want to thank Pastor Adrian for allowing God to speak to her heart, because as of June 28th, I'll be the second in command of Judah, which is a national Christian organization. I didn't ask for this job, but God had the spirit of life in me. And when my bishop told me that, it took all the wind out of me. I had to sit and catch my breath. I said, why do you want me to do this? And God began to speak to me and say, because this is what I made you for. This is why God made you, Pastor Adrian, to share the word of God on the internet. This is your assignment. This is your place. This is your spot. This is where you belong. This is what you're supposed to do. And I told you I would continue to support you. I would continue to stand behind you. The Bible says be ready in season, out of season. And for me today, this book is for every believer who doesn't understand the importance of what the apostles did to set the stage for us believing Christians now. You better hear me. They set the stage. They set the standard. They let the world know. Because before then, there was no church. It was synagogues and it was all the other things. It wasn't church. God had to move everything in society to the position that he had with Adam and Eve in the garden. And the book of Acts is the proof that God is bringing the church back to the garden. Because Adam and Eve had church with God. They had fellowship with God. They didn't have to praise and worship and thanksgiving. All they had to do was think about God, and God showed up. Glory be to somebody will catch that. Somebody will catch that. If you really love God, all you have to do is think about it. The Bible says God will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon thee. Because when you keep your mind on God, there's a trust factor, an intimacy that takes place that causes you to connect with God like never before, because you're telling God, Lord, you can have first place in my life. Thank you, Jesus. So we give God praise. But the book of Acts is a book that tells us that the apostles were released by Jesus to do the acts of the work of the ministry so that the church could become what it's supposed to be. There was so many things that had taken place in this particular book, chapter 11. Thank you, Jesus. Peter come to a place, and the title of my message is this: when it's your time. Thank you, Jesus. When it's your time, God will do something that will change everything about your life when it's your time. And in the book of Acts, I can go verse by verse, but because I can't get to my Bible, I'm going to tell you out of my spirit what God has told me to say today. It is important for believers to keep reading, keep praying, keep believing. Even if it ain't your time, prepare yourself. Get ready, because when the time comes, you got to be ready, and if you ain't ready, God will pass you up and use somebody else. Somebody say amen. He was talking about how Peter and they had come into a particular city, and Joppa was not far from where Peter was, but what people don't know back in those days, in order to travel the roads, you had to have a Roman soldier with you. I don't care who you were. And this is why Paul's situation, because he had such an ability to do things, Peter was the opposite of Paul. Peter wasn't a learned man. Peter wasn't a highly educated man. But Peter was a man that loved God. And because this particular day, when he went into the trance, as most Jews back then, he saw things that were unfit for the average Jew. And when he saw that, he said, God, I don't do common things. The word common for Jew means I don't do things like the dogs do. Because Jews call the rest of the world common, which is a Greek word meaning dog, meaning that you're less than us, meaning that you don't fit within our clique. Let me be more precise. Well, if you ain't a Jesus Christ Latter-day Saint, then you ain't saved. But if you're not a Buddhist, then you're not saved. You don't fit in our clique. And that's why Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And this book of Acts teaches us that God was in the midst of the acts of the disciples while they were building the church, while they were establishing the church. And Peter, being as bold as he was a man in the scripture that showed us a boldness in faith. But he had been taught by Jesus. And his boldness caused him to do things in trusting God. And even when he wasn't operating in the trust, in the text of the scripture, if you listen, that the Holy Spirit spoke to Peter and said, listen, whatever these men say, do it. Don't question it. Don't worry about the trust. I'm sending you there. There's something I need you to do. Because Peter was on his assignment of life. He had to go do something that the average person wouldn't even have a clue. But if you have faith in God, God can do things that are impossible through your faith that he cannot do if you have no faith. Do you hear me, Pastor Adrian? Hello? The devil is a lie. Hello? Hello?
Praise him.
Yeah, we're here.
Amen.
Pastor, we
Amen.
Hear you.
Amen. Yeah, I'm just checking because I know these past few weeks for me, the devil has been coming at me so many kind of ways. I'm just used to it. I just look at him and let him know, look, you have no place, no right, no memorial here. I'm going to still do what God told me to do. Somebody say amen. Well, in this context, let me get to one verse in here because that's what I'm going to hang my hat on today. Thank you, Jesus. I give you praise, Father. The book of Acts is interesting in the sense that if we go into the text of the scripture, we'll see nuggets and hidden things and beautiful things for ourselves. One of the things I want everybody to know all through the book of Acts, you will see the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, but you'll never see his name mentioned. You'll never see anything talked about except in certain junctures. Where is it at? It talks about the questions and the apostles and brethren who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had received the word of God. And when Peter was coming to Jerusalem, they who were of the circumcision contended with him, saying, you went up into men uncircumcised and did eat with them? So now, at this particular part of the verse, it's showing us that they're saying, wait a minute, you ain't supposed to hang out with them people. They ain't saved. What you doing with them? And oftentimes, the traditions of men kind of miss God. But I want to say something to somebody today, right now. If you are in the midst of preparing for God, and people tell you something that's contrary to what God told you, be careful. But if it's God, God not only will confirm what he's told you to do, he will clarify it. This is why I'm so excited for Pastor Adrian and her confirmation. I'm excited about my confirmation, June 28th, because in the book of Acts, what God did was he had to show the people, through the people, not just through the miracle signs and wonders, but through their acts, through their obedience to him, that his sovereign supremacy rules. And at this particular time, the only people in the world that had a relationship with God was the Jews, and they had kind of gotten lost in transition. They had got kind of lost in their position with God to some degree. And Jesus, when he died, he had set 12 men in place. 12 men to begin to share this good news, this gospel of Jesus Christ, this new church that had to come into existence because God's original plan had to come back in place. And that is this: God wants to save the whole world. He just wanted to use the Jews or the Jewish culture as a vehicle. And I could get into a lot of detail about that because a lot of people don't really know who the real Jews are. And I could really expound on that. But my subject matter today is for people to understand that when God did what he did in the book of Acts, it was a notification to each and every one of us that we can't worry about the fact, well, he only did it in the Old Testament. No, he did it in the New Testament times so that people would see he's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Are you listening to the Pastor Adrian?
Yes, man of God, I'm listening.
I'm teaching today because I don't want people to get a misunderstanding that it's not always about preaching. Sometimes teaching should cause you to think and ask questions. I'm going to say some things, and what I want to encourage people to do, things you don't understand, go into the scripture. One thing I know about Pastor Adrian, if there's something said in the text and it's wrong, she's read the text long enough to say, nah, that don't sound like the word of God to me. How many times do you have to do that, Pastor? Amen.
Yeah.
Now watch this. the book of Acts really teaches us that, faith is an action word. If you say you love the Lord, then your actions of obedience tell him that you believe him. But if your actions don't operate in obedience, you're telling God you don't believe him, you don't trust him. And let me give you some examples of what I'm talking about. I'm not away from the subject matter, but I'm showing you if your acts of fear says you believe in God, fear and faith don't work. Fear and doubt don't work. Fear and worry don't work. None of those work for God. When you're operating in faith, even though the answer is not there, even though it don't look like it, God's working on your behalf because the scripture says all things work for the good of the Lord. There's a question that I read in the book of Ephesians. It says, are you saved by grace through faith? This is a gift of God. At least any man should boast. When we are operating in faith and we make a mistake, grace and mercy automatically covers us. These are acts. The book of Acts tells us to do what the scripture says. It doesn't mean just sit around and boast about how good God has been to me when we haven't been faithful unto God. Thanks, sir. We have to be faithful unto God. And so my point is simply this, is that what God did with Peter, that's so astounding. In that trance, Peter was so accustomed to the traditions of men. And when God told him what he had to do, Peter was shocked. Peter was in amazement. Wait a minute, I've been a Jew all my life. Now you're telling me to go contrary about what I've been taught? Yes, this time, Peter, everything that I touch is clean, and including the food you said is not clean. And what he was trying to show Peter was something this. Food in the natural sense is good for the body, but food in the spiritual sense is the word of God. And there's things in the word of God, God was showing Peter through his actions that I'm God. Because when Peter followed the leading of God, Peter went into Cornelius' house, and some say that this is the centurion that was in the book of Matthew's 8th chapters. Others say different. But whether he was or wasn't, what we notice is this, is that the same thing that happened in Acts 2 happened in Cornelius' house, and everybody got saved. Everybody was filled with the Holy Ghost, and the church was growing. And the proof of the church was growing is that these were all Gentiles. These were not Jews. These were people of another culture or another opposite of what the Jews were. But more importantly, the scripture says that now the Gentiles are receiving the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Now, I don't know about you, but when I got saved, my God in glory, Jesus, I got filled with the Holy Ghost and I screamed uncontrollably for at least an hour. And from that day up until now, I've never been the same. That anointing of the Holy Ghost changes me every single day of my life. It's the power of God. And the Acts of the Apostles clarifies to us that the New Testament church has to operate a little different than the Old Testament church because they just based everything they did upon the law. But now, as a New Testament church, we have to go by faith and the principles of what the law helps us to identify. And it's a big difference. If we practice the law, then we're not operating in faith. But if we appreciate the law to operate in faith, because the law teaches us that we have to have a Savior, because I can't fulfill the law. I mean, what about you, Pastor Adrian? Can you fulfill the law by yourself?
No, sir. Not at all.
Here's why I'm saying these things. For every believer, God has a calling on your life, just like he does Pastor Adrian's life and mine. And God took a man that was educated named Paul and used him, but he also used an uneducated man named Peter and used him. God wants to use you. And the reason why I entitled this message, when it's your time, if you're not preparing now, when God comes to get you, you better be ready. Because when he came and got Peter, even though Peter didn't understand it, even though Peter didn't accept it at the moment, Peter's faith was mature enough, and he had walked with Jesus 3.5 years. This was 10 years later when this happened to Peter. It wasn't 2 or 3 weeks later. It was 10 years later. And the outpouring of God's Spirit in the church, not just in Jerusalem, but now in Joppa, which is far another city away from outside of Jerusalem, was taking place. My question to some of the believers today is this. Are you filled with the Holy Ghost? Are you filled with the Spirit of God? Yet this is speaking in tongues. You don't have to tell me. Only you and God know. So don't get mad with Pastor Adrian if she gets on the radio and starts speaking in tongues and say, why is she doing that? Because she ain't doing it. It's the power of God that's doing and all the people who love God enough to trust God enough. See, because you, in order to do impossible things, you have to come and connect with a source that makes all impossibilities possible. And the book of Acts teaches us, if you want these kind of actions and deeds and functions, you're not reading your Bible and praying, you run around hollering about Jesus is so good, your time comes and you miss the boat and wonder why you don't have the things of life that you're supposed to have. I've waited 25 years for what has been bestowed upon my life.
My.
For what I had on, down on the inside, I believe God. I flat tell you, I've been broke as a joke. I've been in situations in my life without a nickel and a nail. And when I started college, there came a day where I didn't have the money to stay in school. And I went before the Lord and said, Lord, if you don't keep me here, if this is your will for my life, then you're going to have to make a way for me. That very same night, the dean of schools walked up to me and told me, she said, Minister Lott, God has made a way for your, the next two quarters of your education have been paid for. I fell out on the concrete floor.
Every person was God.
But I knew it was God because I didn't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of. I didn't have a nickel in the nail. I can tell you stories that when I believe God, the acts of the apostles are normal to me because all you have to do is come into the presence of God like you're supposed to, where miracles are normal. Miracles are normal with God, but how much, how bad do you want it? How hard do you pray? When the woman of God got on today and started ministering in prayer, because she has a gift of prayer. She didn't get it by
happiness,
and she earned that prayer. She knows how to Hey, glory. She knows
glory to God.
Power of God. Touch my heart. That's why God said, no, don't you preach a word. I want you to teach. I want people to think about, what do I need to do to go into this book of Acts and learn about what acts I need to take so God can perform miracles in my life so when my time comes, I can get the notification to move out and go do what God gave me to do. I come to tell every listener today, you are an original, made by the originator for an original time, original place, original person, purpose, and season. The reason why I can tell you this is because whenever God frees me up to finish working on this book, that's what it, this three-book series is about. Who are you? Whose are you? What are you? Where are you? I don't never have to ask Pastor Adrian, are you a pastor? She a flat-foot tell you, whether you believe it or not, she is. She's been proven by God. Hallelujah. Always proven by Jesus Christ. Thank you, man of God. I've been proven by Jesus Christ. I don't say this out of arrogance. I say this out of a total reverence towards God. Let me tell you why the book of Acts is important today. Because people in the body of Christ and people in the world have lost reverence towards God. They're so busy chasing the material things. They're so busy chasing the resources that they've overlooked, forgotten about, and stepped over the source. As I was looking in the book of Ezekiel, the 20th chapter, while the children of Israel were being brought out of Israel, they were still worshiping other gods. And God waited years later and said, you thought I wasn't paying no attention? You got to worship me. And if you don't worship me, if your heart ain't after me, I'll know it. Let me prove it to you. Matthew 15:8 says this, you honor me with your mouth and your lips, but your heart is far from me. In other words, that's God's way of saying your will don't belong to me. When Jesus paid for you with his life, you don't have a will no more. All you have is a yes, Lord. Somebody say amen. Every chapter in the book of Acts proves to us the power of the Holy Ghost through faithful men and women of God who risked their lives, who were being murdered and killed because they believed in Jesus Christ. And the Romans and the Pharisees were trying to kill every one of them because they were true believers. Are you a true believer? How serious are you about God? How important is God to you? Does God have first place, second place, last place, or third place with you? If he doesn't have first place, he's nothing to you. You know why? Because he said, if I don't have preeminence, I don't want nothing. One thing I can tell you about true believers, when the going gets tough, you're going to find them praying. You're going to find them reading. You're going to find them crying out to God. Because we don't have answers. God has all answers. And until we as people can come together, according to Ephesians 4, coming to the unity of the faith, God is not glorified completely in the church. This is why he sent the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the protection of his saints and for the work of the ministry. I'm not here to recommend anyone, but I am here to challenge you in your faith, because if you challenge me, all I'm going to do is turn around and tell you the word.
Good.
Thank you, Jesus. here's why I'm saying, I know that this is a short message. I'm at work.
Got a lot of noise in the background, Bishop Lott.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm moving some equipment while I'm working. Forgive me. I should know the fact, but my co-worker, I told him I was going to be preaching today because I was asked. I ain't going to never turn down the responsibility I was born to do. But I know this for a fact. Anybody that's listening today, anybody that's listening, what acts are you taking to believe God? Is it? I want to encourage each and every member today. There comes a time when God is going to call on you to do something that you cannot do it without his help. But you got to practice being connected to him so much to where his help is available anytime you need it. You have to get to a place that your prayer life is so good that you can go into the presence of God with ease. You have to be so embedded in the word that whenever God needs to use you in any situation, instead of you saying what you say, the word of God comes out of your mouth. You got to be in a place in life to where the book of Acts speaks through you, just like the book of Acts spoke through Peter and spoke through Paul and spoke through Barnabas. And here's why I'm saying this. I could get into all the things that took place in the book of Acts in its context, but I'm trying to get into your book of Acts. I'm trying to get into the book of Acts of your life and see, are you really dedicated unto God? Are you really in love with God to where you can wait 25 or 30 years or whatever amount of time God wants you to wait? Will you keep believing? Will you keep trusting? Will you keep praying? Will you keep depending upon God till one faithful day God says, listen, no, you can't eat that meat no more. No, the meat I have for you now, I want you to share with other people. And when Peter walked in that room, glory to God, when he walked in the room, there was a room full of people waiting to hear what the Spirit of the Lord had to say to a dumb fisherman, a man that people thought was just a hothead, a man that people thought had turned his back on Jesus, a man who served God with all his heart, with all his life, with everything in him. The man gave his life to Jesus Christ to the point that when they got ready to crucify him, he said, don't crucify me like my master. Turn me upside down. I'm not good enough to be crucified like him. I don't know about you, but do you ever love God enough to where when it comes time for you to give your life up, you give your life up so wholly to him that on the day of your death you say, no, do me different than him because I'm not worthy of him. I'm not as good as he is. I gave my life. Are you willing to give your life to your last breath and to Jesus Christ?
My God.
Are you willing to preach this gospel under persecution and being talked about and being put down? Are you willing to share this good news, this gospel that keeps you safe, keeps you whole,
keeps
you alive? He has kept me, oh God. He has kept me like I never could be kept in my life. I love him today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory.
Glory.
I don't know about you, but I'm in love with a man named Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I'm not trying to impress nobody, but I'm trying to speak to somebody who has a heavy heart. I'm trying to speak to somebody who's struggling in their walk, saying, I keep doing what I think is right, but it don't look like no answer's coming. Keep on believing. Keep on trusting. Keep on praising him. Keep on glorifying his name. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, your time is going to come. It's going to come. And when it comes, God is personally going to speak to you. God's going to say some things to you that he won't say to nobody else.
Hallelujah.
But then you're
going
to have to go do what he told you to do. Regardless of the cost, regardless of the suffering, regardless of the pain, you're going to have to go do what God told you to do. Because if you call yourself a child of God, you're going to be crucified, you're going to be persecuted, you're going to be talked about, you're going to be mistreated, you're going to be mishandled, you're going to be overlooked, you're going to be stabbed, a lot of things going to happen to you.
But
when you stand before God and he tells you what to do, I'm telling you from personal experience, there's no man in this earth can never tell me that God didn't call me because you weren't there when he called me. I was. And I give God praise.
Jesus, thank you.
Because the Acts of the Apostles, it rings in my spirit. Because out of all the people in the world who God could have picked today to talk about the book of Acts, he picked me. And so I pick you. I pick you, that those who are listening, I pick you to yield unto God. I pick you to listen to God. I pick you to trust God. I pick you to believe God. I pick you to know, even though it looks like God has forgotten about you, God has overlooked you. It looks like it's just
my
God. I know what that feeling is. I know what that feeling is. I know what it feels like. But it's just a feeling. Faith has to work past your feelings. Faith has to work, because the only thing you're going to feel in God sometimes is nothing but pain, and you're still going to have to believe God.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling every listener today that God is positioning himself in your life to use you. When it comes your time, when it comes to time, God calls you. Will you be ready?
My God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hey, glory.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
My God, my God.
Hallelujah, God. Yes. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We bless you today, God.
He is faithful, but he needs faithful people.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You can't serve God without being proven.
Hallelujah.
I pray that this message, would cause you to go into the scripture and read the book of Acts for yourself. And watch God do something for your life. So while he's doing something for your life, he's going to do something to your life and in your life and through your life. And that's what many times people always want to get something from God and don't understand. It costs your flesh something. Every time God works on you, it costs your flesh something. Because there's terms and conditions in the Bible, they have not changed. They will never change. But you just have to go through it to get to it. And I'm done. Hallelujah.
All right, all right. Hallelujah. Well, we thank the Lord for the word of God that has gone forth. Amen, amen. From the first chapter to the ending of that book. Amen, amen. What are the acts of your life? That was the question. How are you acting out this book? Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. You know, as I begin to just listen to him, and as I begin to just continue to read this particular chapter that he expounded on a little today, and just to piggyback on some of the things that we've already heard, you know, Peter said in chapter 10 that he perceived that God was no respecter of persons. Amen. So no matter what God allow us to achieve and accomplish in life, that still don't put us above no one else. As the man of God said, it's an honor. He's been working in the vineyard for over 25 years. I've been in the vineyard for 30 years, amen. My 30 years is no greater than your first year, your second year. It's all in what God has given you to do. And basically everything is a contingent upon a willing heart, amen. A willing heart.
Yes,
are you going to be diligent? Are you going to be faithful with that God has entrusted you with? Amen. This is a new season in my life, and I've always worked behind the scenes and always have been a person that was blessed to help build up someone else. Amen. Build up someone else. And you know what there's a saying people say often, that what you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. Well, I can attest to that. So I've been working and doing appreciation service. I remember one year I was coordinating appreciation service, and in the midst of that, God had paid off my navigator, paid off a hallelujah Lincoln Navigator, paid it off over $14,000, amen. And I thought the people had made a mistake, but they hadn't made a mistake, because I was putting some long hours in trying to work and get this appreciation together for our pastor, amen. And God turned around and blessed me with the pink slip, amen. I've been blessed to have maybe about 7 or 8 pink slips in my lifetime. I mean, things that I didn't have to strive for, things that God just put right there in my hands. Amen. Why? Not because I'm so special, not because I'm holier than thou, but because I have decided to follow Jesus. I've decided to commit my way to the Lord. Amen. And when you make a decision to commit your way to the Lord, amen, as Peter began to share the plan of salvation with Cornelius, and his whole household would impress me what Cornelius was. He gathered his family and he gathered his friends and his neighbors, and he wanted all of them to be partakers of this blessing, of this salvation. Amen. He wanted them to hear the word of the Lord. And that's what we have to do. When God blesses us, we have to give something back. We have to reach out and extend that same mercy, that same grace what God has afforded us to others. Amen. So we're going to go and open up the lines. I truly thank God for Bishop Lottie, even though he says working with a co-worker, he still came on the line and shared with us what the Lord has put in his spirit. So we thank God for that. Amen. We're going to go right on down the line. Amen. I'm going to go to Mother Charity first. Amen. And if she have a comment or anything in this, Prophetess Darlene, any questions that you may want to ask pertaining to this particular lesson, you welcome to do so. Amen. I'm going to mute Bishop Blott's line for a minute, and if anybody have any prayer requests or anything else they'd like to ask of the man of God, we'll come right back and open up that line. We just want to mute it for a moment where we won't hear all the background noises. Amen. God bless you, Mother.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. How is praise everybody? I pray that all is well. Praise the Lord. Amen. I was how he just screamed. He said for about an hour. Well, I don't know how long it was that I screamed. I screamed the same identical way when the Holy Ghost came into my system and into my soul. I tell you the truth, it's something that you never will forget. I'm telling you the truth. Absolutely. And it definitely made a change in my life. Lord, that you don't forget about. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And then the works begin. Praise the Lord. Like the different works, you go to trying to tell others about it, because you want them to experience that same thing that you experienced. You want them to be saved. You have a compassion for the lost after that. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. That's why they went out telling others about it. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. So God is so good, and I just appreciate him today. And y'all continue to pray for us in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Amen, amen. God bless you, Mother. What a blessing. Mother's been on this trail a long time. Amen. To be serving God for 50, 60 years of your life. You know God has a crown of righteousness waiting for her. Ah, glory to God. Those that endure. Some of us drop out the race. You know, sometimes the fire, you know, I'm reminded of them Hebrew boys, Mother Charity. You know, the king told those that were in charge to heat the furnace up 7 times hotter.
Right.
Hallelujah. Seven times hotter. So when the furnace is heated up seven times hotter, what are we going to do? Ah, glory to God. We can't bail out. Glory to God. We have to endure. We have to go through. Glory to God. Nobody promised us that we would be walking on flowery beds of ease. No, this is a suffering way. Amen. But even in the midst of our suffering, Mother Charity, God gives us a grace. He comforts us. He gives us a peace to get through whatever struggles that we may have, whatever tests, whatever trials. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says weeping may endure for a night, but joy going to come in the morning. All we got to do is continue to serve God. Hallelujah. We look at the patriarchs in the Bible. Amen. We look at some of them. Some of them was beheaded. Amen. Some of them was sawn asunder. Hallelujah. Some of them was lied on, spit on, ridiculed. Some of their families was burned and torched. Amen. But guess what? They went out calling on the name of Jesus. Stephen was stoned. Hallelujah. John the Baptist was beheaded. Oh, glory to God. But they went out. They went out with honor. Amen. They went out still calling on the name of Jesus. Those Hebrew boys refused to partake of anything that the king offered them. They say, hallelujah, if I die, let me die. Esther, King, Queen Esther, we all know, already know that they had already set up a plot, hallelujah, build a gallows for our Uncle Mordecai. Glory to God, but the same gallows that somebody built for you, guess what? They may find themselves hanging on it. Hallelujah, we got to sell out for God. We got to sell out. We got to know that, hallelujah, these light afflictions, Mother Charity, they're only for a moment.
Only for a moment.
Testing time. God want to know, Prophetess Darlene, what you made of. That's why the fire get turned up hotter. God already know those that's going to bail out. He know when he turned the fire out. He know how many going to bail out. And guess
Lord.
He already know how many going to stick on in this thing. Hallelujah. Some stick to this. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And grab the testimony of Job and say, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. Though you slay me, yet will I serve you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I feel that. Yeah, you don't know, Messiah. You done did something, Bishop Lott. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to Prophetess Darlene, and then we're going to go to Evangelist T and Minister Darylin, and I see Bishop. I see Pastor Lovett online also. God bless. All right, Prophetess Darlene. I hear you no more. Shia, Lord. I love you today, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I love you today. I just began to think about how much I love Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I give honor to God. I truly give honor to the Most High God. I give honor to him. I give honor to Pastor Agent Bernard. I give honor to each and everyone in their respective places. I give honor to Bishop Lott. I just want to say to Bishop Lott, there's so many things I could say, but I want to say to him every time he comes on, whether he's a caller, whether he's a speaker, or preacher, whatever he's doing or whatever he's saying, he's giving power and he's giving life and he encourages my spirit each time he teaches. I feel like I'm going to a Bible institute every time I hear him. When I hear Bishop Jesse Grant, when I hear him and I hear Bishop Singleton, it's like a special honor. I thank God for each and every speaker, each and every person, and each and every caller. But when I hear the bishop, it's like sitting under, I can't even explain it. It's like sitting in special, and it's like sitting under the anointing and the power of God even more. So I just want to say, Bishop Lott, I thank God for you. God is going to bless you double because you're on a natural job working and you're on a spiritual job working, and you're about the Father's business.
Lord.
So you're going to get a double blessing. So I thank
all
God.
Right.
My heart has been covered. I had some notes. I always get notes. When you speak, when you come on as the caller, I said, woo, he preaching and teaching just by his word. So you, and I thank God for you, and I thank God the life that you're speaking in. So also, congratulations. And God got so many things. He's going to take you in so many promotions and so many places and so many things you're going to do because there's power in your mouth, and you have to speak the life that others can live, that others can be encouraged, that others can be strengthened. So just keep on teaching the word. You are a true teacher. And I like when you said original. We all original. It's only one Bishop Lott. And I thank God for you. And just want to say I thank God for you, your wife, your family, and just continue to go forth in ministry. I'm praying your strength. Pastor Adrian Bernard, what can I say about you? You, as they say in the world, you're the bomb. Hallelujah. You have really, 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 God is doing a great work in you. And I tell you, it's a blessing just to come on this line. I tell you, I never leave off the line. Until sometimes I come on and I may be a little down, or I come on and I may need a little strength, but when I get off,
Glory to God.
I tell you, I feel like before I could come on, I felt like I was going to run. I said, oh Lord, help me, help me. She called me to pray, help me, God, because I don't know. Some days you're just so filled up from the Holy Ghost, and I tell you, yesterday, forgive me, I wanted to be on yesterday, but I was out and you couldn't, I couldn't use my phone. They said, no cell phone. And I said, what are they talking about? I hate to meant something, and the book of Acts is special to me, and I thank God when the man of God said, for 2 years, God kept me in the book of Acts.
I said, wow,
that's something. Most people say Psalm, Genesis, this, that, and other, but he said, in the book of Acts, so we thank God for the fuel, we thank God, and also he spoke on, I'm just trying to make it real quick, he spoke on, it's faith, the book of Acts is faith, and you got to have faith to do the signs, wonders, and miracles. If you don't have the faith,
Lord,
you ain't going to do nothing. So when the, Bishop Jeff again talked the other day, and he asked the question, you asked the question to him, I had to go, you know, when it was time to speak, but I just want to say, the signs and wonders and miracles is not happening because we don't have enough faith as the body of Christ. Some people are jealous of each other. Some people got the spirit of fear. Some people got the spirit of doubt.
Yes,
but it's
Lord.
Not time for that. It's time for us. The man of God talked about time, and that stirs me up when you talk about time. And it's time for us to get on one accord and believe God going to do what he's going to do. It. And he's going to do just what he said he's going to do. Also, I want to say real quick, don't underplay your position that you're in. Whatever you're in, whoever's on this line or whoever's going in archives or whoever's talking to people on the Facebook, if you are a doorkeeper, be the best doorkeeper you can be. If you are usher, be the best usher you can be. And wait your time.
Right.
You may be called to be a pastor. You may be called to be an apostle, but wait your time. Don't go before God. And if God didn't call you in that position, stay in your lane, because everybody's original, like the man of God saying. Everybody's important, and we all got a job to do, so we need to start getting it done, and those that's doing it, continue to get it, to keep it doing it. And I thank God for each and every one of you. Thank God for the drunkenness on this line. And the power,
hallelujah,
the power that's on this line. Pastor Adrian Bernard, when you speak, deliverance is taking place. Hallelujah.
Thank God for all you do.
And, you know, anytime you need me to pray or anything, I'm here. But if you don't call me, I'm praying anyhow. Hallelujah. In your spirit.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
I don't have to be first up, second up. And even on the line, if you got 18 callers out, sometimes I ain't got to speak. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I ain't got to say nothing. Just wave my hand in agreement. Hallelujah.
So thank God for
Mother Charity. God bless each and every one. Everybody have a blessed afternoon. Let's praise him in spite of what you're going through. He's going to bless you. He's going to bring you out.
Hallelujah.
He is a God, the man of God. Talked about time. If it's not your time, prepare for your time. Praise him in your time. Worship in your time. God bless everybody.
Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You got to get it on this series, Prophetess Darlene, so let me know what kind of availability you have. You got to speak throughout this series. We still have about 16 more chapters to go, so we're going to be on this for another month or two. Amen. The Lord told me to do it this way, and I have to follow his instructions. This is our third year with this series, and I tell you, every year God just does something even more spectacular in our lives, amen. And it's also a time for us to examine ourselves. You know, when you read the book of Acts and you see all of the miracles, all the signs, all the wonders, you see how they activated their faith. All you got to do is say, Lord, do I have that kind of power? Well, yes, you do. Anytime you have the Holy Ghost, that's power. Hallelujah. All you got to do is activate your faith Amen. And you have to get in this word and begin to study, and then you study to show yourself approved, and you also study to be able to allow everything that God has invested and poured into you to pour out into the lives of others. We are servants. I say that every day. We are servants. Amen. We came to serve. We didn't come to be served. Jesus was one of the greatest servants that walked the face of this earth. Hallelujah. And he served well. Amen. Because guess what? He thought about others, not himself. Amen. So we bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Evangelist T, God bless you. Hallelujah. I love you today, Jesus. Thank you, God. Evangelist Tia, glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. All right, we're going to Minister Darylin. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name. Oh, I give all honor to God, who's the head of my life. I thank God for every person that's on this line. That continues to come on this line and bless me. And I'm so grateful to be on this line today to hear the bishop once again. Every time I hear his voice, it gives a trembling to my soul. It's like my spirit just starts trembling. And I say, Lord God, thank you, Jesus. And I thank you because when I hear bishop on the line, I can feel the anointing coming from him. I can feel the growth coming from him. You can always depend on him to speak the truth. You can depend on him to speak about the faith. And when he read how he read Acts for 2 years, and I thought back and I said, Lord, 2 years? I said, my God. And I thought about how I kept trying to read the book of Job. I kept trying to read all 42 chapters, but I would get to a point that I would get upset because how his friends were doing them, and I couldn't get through that. So I finally made up in my mind. I said, Lord, I got to finish. I got to finish all 42. I would never go back from where I stopped. I would start all the way over. And when I finished the 42 chapters, God gave me an understanding. God made me understand that no matter what I go through, no matter what is taken from me, he is still here with me. And he can supply everything, double, triple, however many times he wants to in my life. But it was such a blessing to hear the bishop say it. He read Acts for 2 solid years. And I understand it. I thank you, Bishop, because you have that anointing in your voice. You have that you don't have no choice but to sit up and take notes. It's like you're hearing from God directly, like, I'm saying this to you. I want you to understand it. I want you to write it. I want you to eat it. I want you to digest it, and I want you to grow. And I thank God for this line. Thank you, Pastor Benoit. Thank you for every man and woman of God that speaks on this line. Thanks for every man and woman of God who just listen in, because I know it's growing each and every one of us each time we all come together. In the mighty name of Jesus, you all have a blessed weekend. I pray that whatever your heart desires, that God touch it and give it to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus. We have two more calls we're going to go to. God bless you, Daryl, and amen. We see Minister Lovett on the line. We're going to go to him, and we have one more. Well, I see Evangelist T, amen. Evangelist T didn't answer. Amen. The line is still open. So we want Minister Lovett. Amen. And then I see another area code 50. Well, my area code now, 504. Amen. The last four of your numbers, 6955. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Area code 504, 6955. This is the last four of your numbers. If you'd like to say anything, you're live. Your line is open.
I just thank God for being the head of my life. I thank him for Pastor Bernard. And I thank Holy Spirit beckoning me.
Oh, that's Robin. I had to catch your voice, Robin.
Just to be a part of the broadcast today. I caught the very end of it, but I appreciate the man of God that spoke on the book of Acts. I opened my Bible to the book of Acts so I can start studying the book of Acts. So I thank God for him, and I thank Holy Spirit for allowing me and beckoning me to get on the phone today and listen to the broadcast. Pastor, be blessed, and I thank God for you. And I would like to have prayer for my sister-in-law. Is it time for prayer right now, Pastor Bernard?
Yeah, you can Pastor make Bernard. Your prayer request known, and we're going to see if Bishop Rock can pray for us before we. What's your sister-in-law name, Robin?
Her name is Janice Knox. She has kidney problems, liver problems.
Janice Knox.
Knox.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, your same last name.
You believe in God.
Okay.
She has a
All right, well, we
are.
You kind of breaking up a little bit.
Okay.
Robin. So
yes,
you say she has
now.
Kidney problem? Yeah, I could hear you now.
She has a kidney problem, liver problem, an ulcer. She has blood clots, and we're believing God for all of those things.
All right.
To be
all
healed,
right, blood clots.
To be healed.
Okay. Well, we're going to go back to Bishop Lott and have him to pray for Janice Knox. All right. Well, God bless you. Amen. This is my auntie in New Orleans. Amen. One of my favorite girls here in the city. I tell you, I appreciate Sister Robin being such a blessing to me since I've been here in this city. And we just bless God for her. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're going to go back to Minister Lovett. God bless you, Minister Lovett.
Bless you. Giving it to God who's ahead of my life, to Pastor Adrian, to Bishop Lott, to everybody who's on the line. I truly thank God for who God is in my life. Amen. I thank God for, you know, another day, another opportunity, another chance to, you know, fellowship with my brothers and my sisters in Christ. Amen. This series. Acts is a good book, you know, and, you know, it teaches us, you know, as Bishop, you know, was saying, you know, faith, you know, and, how to activate your faith, you know, and I wanted to say this, you know, yes, we need to activate our faith, but it's always good to charge your faith, amen. It's just like, you know, how you charging your charging your phone on, you know, when it's dead, you know how you want to charge the Holy Ghost and the spiritual
right.
realm, amen. And then you also want, you know, and so we want to do everything that God has commanded us to do in this time, amen. So I want to say, I love you with one. With the love of God, and you guys be encouraged and know that it's not over until God said it's over.
Hallelujah. Well, we bless the Lord for you. I like that. Charge your Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we bless God. I tell you, we have been enjoying this series. Amen. I almost hate to see it. See this week. And for me, I'm going to come back on here tomorrow, but I have so much to do. So you all keep me up, lift me up in prayer. Amen. We're getting ready for the pastoral installation celebration next week, and I can hardly believe time is just moving so swiftly. Amen. So next Saturday and next Sunday, we will be hosting a luncheon and also the installation. So those of you that's on social media, you've seen the advertisement, flyers, and what have you. Those of you that's not able to attend,
please consider sowing a seed into the ministry. Amen. We're here to build in New Orleans. Amen. And so we're just looking for God to continue to make provision for everything that he has given us to do. Amen. You can get, again, you can go to our website at www.newdestinyministries.com. There's a PayPal link on that website, and you can make your donation to the ministry at that website. Amen, amen. We're going to go back to Bishop Lott, and we want him to lift up Sister Janice Knox. Amen. Robin, my Auntie Robin's sister-in-law. Amen. So we're going to let him have the final words and also to pray. Amen. God bless you, Bishop Lott.
Thank you, my sister. Out of all the things in life, I just love to serve. And my partner, he's being very gracious. He's helping me work while I'm working. I told him I was going to broadcast. I just want
that's
to Mr. Gorgeous is being heard across the United States right now.
So all
that,
right,
that, that
all
raspy
right.
voice you hear, he's my coworker, but he hasn't complained one bit because I'm still doing my job, but I got to work. So we thank God
okay.
for the power of prayer. We thank God for the power of prayer. Today we thank God that He's spoken and that the people of God heard. And that's all. That's what it's all about. I'm nobody special. I just love God like the rest of the people who do. But I do want to say this in behalf of our sister, wherever her affliction is at, wherever the enemy is attacking her body, wherever the situation is going on, there's no problem
right
too
now.
Big, no distance too far,
hallelujah.
No challenge too great, no problem too
yes,
there's
God.
No problem too minute. God.
God,
one thing that I talk about all the time about the names of God, the four. See, people think about the three names of God, but there's four names that cover God's authority. One of them is omniscient, all-knowing, omnipresent, everywhere, omnipotent, all-powerful. But there's another name for Jesus that we got to look at in this case for our sister's behalf, and that's omnificent. That means he's all-creative. Whatever
all right.
the issue is, whatever the ailment is, God will create a healing for that ailment. Y'all better hear me.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
He'll create a healing for it. His son died on the cross, so all we can be healed, body, soul, and spirit. The blood,
yes, God.
There's nothing that can defeat the blood of Jesus. The blood covers everything. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
And because
Hallelujah.
The blood covers everything, we stand in the gap for our sister. She's already here. She's already
yes,
out of that hospital bed.
We
just stand
right
together
now.
As family.
In the
we
name
touch
of
and agree.
Jesus.
We expect her
yes,
to come
God.
Home. Everybody's going to
yes,
be in
God.
Shock,
in
just like they were in
Jesus.
Shock when Peter came and knocked on the door. And they said, wait, Peter's in jail. How'd you get out? They're going to ask,
how
did she
get
healed?
Yes,
so
Lord.
And she's going to raise her hand and point to the sky and say, nobody
Jesus.
But God. And we declare
nobody
it on her body, her soul, and her spirit right now in the name of Jesus. We thank
Jesus.
You, Father, right now for being faithful. We thank you for
yes,
your person
Lord.
And
Hallelujah.
Your presence and your power. We know that you're able to do it.
Jesus,
beyond all we could ask or think of,
thank
the power
Jesus.
That worketh in
yes,
us.
Yes, God.
And because we believe you, God, we count it done. Thank
glory.
Jesus. Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. Amen. And amen. Thank you, God. We thank you. God, we praise you. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we believe
Hallelujah.
You, God. There is no doubt. Anybody that's in the family, don't let them, if they're not standing in faith with us, don't let them even go into the hospital room. That's what That's what Jesus did.
Thank you,
he
Lord.
Put every all
yes,
the doctors
Lord.
And all the unbelievers out. He put them out and said, no.
Ow.
I need your faith right now. We need your faith right now. We need your support.
Ooh.
If one will chase 1,000, two will put 10,000 flights, I dare 20
to
members
fly.
Of the family
yes,
to go to
God.
The hospital and stand around her bed today and pray over her and mix their faith
yes,
with hers
God.
And watch God work. Oh, glory to God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Watch God
Hallelujah.
Work. Watch God. If
Ooh,
I be not
Jesus.
A prophet of God, watch God work.
Watch
my
work.
God
yes,
bring home.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
It's
Hallelujah.
Bless it's already
your
done.
My
you
God.
Get it already.
Oh,
you just
got to
believe him for
it. Yes,
thank you,
God.
Jesus. I love me some past Adrian. I could chop up with a biscuit, put in the oven, and rebake her and chop up again.
Yes, Lord. I thank you. I thank God for love. Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
The Bible said love lifted me. Well, I thank God for it, Bishop Lott. I tell you, as I was driving, I thought I was going to have to minister today. And as I was driving, the Lord dropped Bishop Lott in my spirit. And, you know, I'm not a person that always saying the Lord did this, the Lord did that. But I tell you, you know when you hear the voice of God, okay? And I was riding, I said, Lord, now I ministered yesterday, and I haven't really studied. I knew pretty much what chapter 11 was going to be about. But you know what? The Lord said he dropped Bishop Lott in my spirit. He said, call Bishop Lott. And immediately I just pulled on the side. And I called Bishop Lott and I asked him, did he have any availability to speak? I said, the Lord put you in my spirit. And that's what happened. I move sometimes simultaneously. Amen. In an instant, amen, if God's speaking. Hey, I'm foolish enough to know that God don't make no mistakes. I'm wise enough to know that God don't make any mistakes. I'm foolish enough to know that I make mistakes every day. Amen. But God don't ever make a mistake. Amen. So we thank God for you all. I tell you, I wish I was able to just, and the Lord gonna bless us one day for all of those that have had an opportunity to come on this radio broadcast and share the word of God. God, I'm believing God that one day we all be able to come together and see one another face to face. I'm praying for that to happen, and I don't know when it may happen. I don't know when, God, but that's one of my prayers. I say I would like to see all of those that, because many of that come on the line, I've already met them, some of them face to face. Even with the crusade, I had never met Pastor Miracle and Bishop Pope and some of the other ones that came down. I had never met them. Amen. Lady Nicole had never met them, but Evangelist Pamela Casimir. And I was able to meet so many of them at the crusade. So we want to remind you again, mark your calendars. We're going to Birmingham, Alabama. Amen. September the 10th, 11th, and 12th for the citywide crusade for 2015. And I tell you, we are looking to have a beautiful time. Of course, I know Lady Roslyn and her husband, Pastor Dwayne, that we'll be hosting in that city. So I'm just excited. You know, you get excited about God when he's doing things that you know he's birthed in your spirit, and you begin to see the fulfillment and the manifestation of those visions and those dreams that you had. You know, when God starts showing up and showing out, you say, Lord, have mercy. What are you doing? That's why the Bible, I'm encouraged when the Bible says, he would open up the windows of heaven and pull you out blessings.
Yes,
that's
Lord.
What that means. Pull you out blessings that you don't have room enough to receive. Bishop Lott, when God began to start answering your prayers and you begin to experience it and you know it's nobody but God.
Yes,
and
Lord.
That's what he means. He said, I'll open up the windows of heaven, pull you out blessings that you won't have room enough to receive.
Thank
what
you.
Are you saying? When God do this thing, it's mind-boggling. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
it'll blow your mind. Hallelujah.
Yes,
even though we're expecting God to do it, but when we actually see it, when we actually see it manifest, glory to God. Man, I tell you, I know how Elizabeth felt when the mother of Jesus, when they met, amen, the Bible said the babies begin to leap in their womb. Hallelujah. Because when you begin to speak the word of God, things begin to activate. Everything becomes active because God's word is life. God's word is truth. God's word is action. Hallelujah. So I'm excited. I want you all to know I love the people of God. I tell you, I'd rather be in the midst of the people of God than to be in the midst of my own biological family. And some people may think I'm crazy. But if you go to Galatians 6 and 10, it says, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men. But it says, especially minister loving to the household of faith. Ah, glory to God.
Yes.
When
God.
You got the saints, hallelujah, when you're in the midst of the saints, amen, you feel secured. You feel protected. You feel loved. Amen. You can't be in the midst of saints and you not love them and you not feel that love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
I tell you, I love the saints of God. I thank God for the great fellowship. I thank God for the relationships, amen, that he have divinely inspired me to people. And it's just a blessing. It's just a blessing. I want you all to pray for Bishop Lewis that is coming down to oversee the installation, and also Bishop, my pastor, Bishop R.C. Blakes, and Bishop Samuel Blakes, some other Blakes, the New Home Ministry, and all of the ministries that have been so supportive of what we're doing here in this city and even what we're doing abroad. Amen. Pray for the women and the men of God that come on this line and minister the word of God. We don't have an offering or honorarium to give them, amen, but I tell you, every time they make a sacrifice to come on this line and minister, amen, they're just building up. They're sending up like Peter said. They're sending up like the angel told Cornelius. You're sending up a memorial. Hallelujah. Your prayers, your sacrifices, your support, your love. It sends up a memorial unto God. Amen. And that's why God said when the devourer come, he going to rebuke him for your sake. Hallelujah. He won't let, he won't let the labor, the fruits of your hand go unpaid. God is a good rewarder. He's a diligent rewarder. Amen. So I just bless God. I thank God for Bishop Lott making the sacrifice even while he's working to come on. Now, you know, you got to have a love for God to say, you know, he could have easily said, well, I'm on a job. You know, I can't minister. It's going to be too much noise. But he came right on. And even the people that he's working with allowed him to minister. That takes love. That takes love. Amen. So God bless you all. We'll see you all. Remember the Saturday segment, those of you that are on the East Coast, the Saturday segment, if you have a testimony that you'd like to share, tune in, dial in on the same number at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. That's 5 a.m. Pacific, and it's 7 a.m. Central Time with Minister Billy Burns. She hosts that Saturday segment, They Overcame, and it's a time for you to give your testimonies. Amen. And then Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time, 10 a.m. Eastern, and 7 a.m. Pacific, join Prophetess Darlene Davis. She's on for 30 minutes of prayer on this same line. The call-in number is the same. Amen. So we're not able to open up the switchboard for everybody to pray. Amen, because we're in service at that time. But now, you know, since we're doing 10 o'clock a.m. service, amen, we're able to get on a little bit now, Prophetess Darlene. So remember us in your prayers. Remember us as we continue to host this Sunday morning service. Meet us at 1801 Adams Street every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Amen. I tell you, you will certainly be blessed. Amen. We're there every Sunday morning, 1801 Adams Street. That's right on. That sits right on the corner of Hickory Avenue. We start at 10 a.m. Amen. So God bless you all. We love you with the love of God. We'll see you back on next week where we'll begin with Acts chapter 12. All right. God bless you all. We go. close out with one of Chad's songs, I Still Have a Praise Inside of Me. Amen. God bless you. We love you, Sister T. I had your line open. I couldn't hear from you. Maybe you were busy. So God bless you all. We love you. Have a great week and a great weekend. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Bishop Brown. God bless. Hallelujah.
I've been through the fire.
Yeah.
And I've been through the flood.
I've been through the rain.
Broken in tears.
I love it. And he said he have a word for Bishop Lott. So Bishop Lott, you're still on the line. Minister Lovett said
yes,
the Lord have given him a word for you. So go ahead, Minister Lovett.
Amen. Amen. Real quick, real quick. Amen. This was just dropped into my spirit. Right, literally, it was so strange. Literally, right before I left my room to go do an earring for my grandmother. I don't know where you are, Bishop Lott, but all I see, it's so funny, is three angels. I see three angels, and these three angels is literally pouring out. One of them is restoration, finances, and blessings. I don't know what that means for you, but I come here to tell you as a servant of God, as a vessel of God, to you, my brother, God is getting ready to give you double for your trouble. Everything you have lost, everything you have lost, God is restoring you right now. Everything you have poured out, God is giving it back to you. Everything, my God, everything, my brother, as a God that went wrong, every situation that you have to endure, God is giving you double for your trouble. Because I even see a next level. I don't know what that means to you. If I'm a lying prophet, tell me now.
You're right on point.
Level, my God, that you're about to launch. There's a group of people that have been trying to get to you. But my God, if I am a servant of the Lord, I can tell you this now. This group of people has everything that you has majority of the things that you have prayed about. My God, today, but I'm here to tell you that God is going to do it.
My
He's
going
to do it. Everything He's going to do it in Jesus' name.
I receive it. Everything I've been praying about, you just confirmed it, man of God. I thank God. Thank you. Thank you so much. I want to make sure I got that right. Blessings, restoration, and increase.
My God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I had to cut it short. I was thankful that I was able to see that message. Sometimes I open up the messages late, but you know when you come on and you see them as the little icon that Gmail has and Facebook has, you can see them. Get him there. God bless. We love you. Love you. Love you. Love you. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Thanks for looking out for me.
Hallelujah.
I've been through the fire.
Come on,
and I've been through the flood.
Yeah.
Broken in pieces.
Yeah.
and left all alone. Through it all, God blessed me. And through it all, God kept me. And I still have a praise inside of me. Can I get a witness here? Come on, choir, help me. Come on.
I've been through the fire.
I've been through the fire.
I've been through the fire.
Broken in peace.
Broken in peace.
And left all alone. I got good news tonight. But through it all, God bless you.
Beautiful week. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Lord.